Alice, I'm home.
Hello, Ralph. Dinner will be ready in a minute, dear. Have a good day?
Did I have a good day? Of course, Alice, I had a wonderful day. Can you think of a better way to spend a day than driving a bus for 8 hours in beautiful downtown Manhattan?
Uh-oh.
The sweet smell of exhaust fumes, the tranquil sounds of honking horns and ambulance sirens, little old ladies holding up bus lines for 15 minutes picking pennies to put in a coin box. What to speak of friendly riders, cursing me under their breath if I'm more than just a few minutes late. Oh, yeah, Alice, I had a great day.
Well, I'm sorry, Ralph, but how is today different from any other day?
It isn't, Alice. That's just the point. It isn't any different. But you'd think that after all the trouble I go through, day after day, for once, I come home and find my wife just in something better than that worn old house coat and them crummy bedroom slippers, looking more like the cleaning lady.
Cleaning lady? Ha ha! On your salary, we're lucky if we can afford a mop and pail.
Have you got a mop and pail, Alice? Because from the looks of this joint, you sure wouldn't know it.
Thanks, Ralph. Listen, let's not argue. Why don't you sit down and relax? I'll get the pot roast out of the oven. Things will look better tomorrow. You'll see.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Alice. I guess I'm just tired, that's all.
I'll get it.
Evening, Alice.
Hello, Ed.
My, you're looking spiffy tonight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hello, Ralphie boy. Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari
Krishna. Norton, are you nuts? What are you doing?
I'm beginning my human life, Ralph. Chanting the holy names of God. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.
You're beginning your human life.
That's right, Ralphie. If you can't see the Lord in everything you do, then you're no better than an animal. A pretty big animal, I might add.
Oh, no. I come home from a hard day's work, find you looking like a bag lady, and who comes marching in here? Reverend Moon!
Hey, Ralphie boy, listen to me. You're complaining about working hard all day long, right? I mean, you know what you are? You're just a commie.
Now, wait a minute, Norton. That's it. Now, I'll have you know that I am a registered Democrat, just like millions of other Americans in this country, and I am not going to stand by and have you accuse me of being a commie.
Hey, Ralph, I don't think you understood what I meant. I mean, Ralph, you heard of karma. You know the word, karma?
No, Norton, I never heard of it.
Look, you drive a bus all day long, right?
That's right.
So what do you get?
Indigestion, that's what I get, Norton.
No, I mean, what do you get at the end of the week?
I get a paycheck, Norton, just like you do for working down in the sewer all day.
Well, if you didn't get that paycheck, would you work?
No, I wouldn't work, Norton.
Of course not. That means you're a commie, a fruitive worker.
A fruitive... What's the matter with you, Norton? I'm a meat and potato man. I don't even eat fruit.
Hey... What's that smell? Something burning?
What smell? I don't... Hey, yeah. Something is burning.
Oh, my God! The pot roast!
The pot roast!
Pot roast?
Oh. Oh, Alice.
It's ruined. I'm sorry, Ralph. I tried.
Well, it ain't a total loss. Give it to Norton. He'll eat anything. Here, Norton, this is all your fault. You eat it.
Hey, what are you, crazy? Take that away from me. You're cooking your own mother.
What?
His mother?
Alice, you with a heart of gold. And Ralph, my best buddy, how can you do this to your own mother?
Wait a minute, Norton. Are you going to tell me that this piece of burnt meat is my mother?
That's right, Ralph. Your mother, a cow, because of the udder.
The udder? What udder?
The udder, Ralph. The udder.
Oh.
You drink cow's milk, right?
Sometimes.
And where does it come from? The udder. Therefore, the cow is your mother.
Oh, brother.
Don't take it too hard, Ma. He didn't mean it. Ralph's not such a bad son. Just a little ignorant, that's all. Can't control his tongue. But you gotta look on the bright side. It ain't every day that a cow gives birth to an elephant.
Oh, you're gone, Norton. You're gone.
I think she forgives you, Ralph.
She forgives me.
Even though you cooked her, she forgives you. Because her day is coming, Ralph.
What are you talking about, Norton?
Her day is coming. Eat hearty, Ralph. Because in her next life, she's going to come back and do the same thing to you. What goes around comes around. That's the law of nature, Ralphie.
What?
Ralph on a bun, crammed in a la carte, coming right up.
That does it. Get out of here, Norton. That's my law. Get out.
I'm going, Ralph. I'm going. Got to get to bed early so I can get up early in the morning and chant the holy name.
Out. He's out there, Alice. I mean way out there, on the moon.
What's got into him, Ralph? Ed's never behaved this way before.
Beats me, Alice. Hey, you don't think he's getting involved with one of them cults, do you?
I don't know. Well, let's humor him, Ralph. Ed'll probably get over all this in a few days and be his same old self.
Well, I'm not so sure that's going to be much of an improvement, Alice. But I guess you're right. Say, why don't we go down to the corner deli and have ourselves a roast beef, a ham sandwich.
A tossed salad?
Oh, brother. What's going on up there? Is that Norton? Hey, Norton! It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Hey, shut up, will you? I'm trying to get some sleep.
Quiet, that father, I'll call the cops.
Hey, are you crazy? It's 4 in the morning. Oh, Ralph, he's got the whole neighborhood awake.
Hey, Jean Jago, everybody. Wake up, sleeping souls. Don't sleep in the lap of illusion.
Norton, have you gone bananas? Do you know what time it is?
Quiet!
I'm telling you, Alice, I can't take much more of this.
Now, remember, we want to humor him, Ralph.
Yeah. Look, what's the point in going back to bed? It'll be time to get up soon anyway. Let me get washed up so I can see straight.
All right, Ralph. I'll put up some coffee. What's the matter?
Oh, my head, my poor head.
Oh, come in and sit down.
Oh, my head, I feel awful.
Mrs. Rutabaker, why?
All morning. some lunatic's been screaming at the top of his lungs. I can't get a wink of sleep. Oy, what a headache.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Rutabaker. I'll go look for some aspirin.
Thanks, Mrs. Clandon. Oy, ho.
Mother. Mother!
What?
Hey, mother!
Mrs. Clandon!
You're my mother! A devotee of the Lord sees every woman as his mother. Hello, Ma. I love you.
Ay, my poor head! Oh.
What's the matter, Mrs. Rutabaker? Oh, you got a headache? Don't worry about a thing, because you know what? You're not that body.
You want my what? Mrs. Clandon!
Mrs. Rutabaker, Mrs. Rutabaker, are you that head?
My head?
You're not that head, no. Are you this hand? No, you're not that hand. Are you that sagging chest?
What, my chest?
You're not that chest. Are you this leg?
Oh!
You're not that leg. Mrs. Rutabaker, you're not that body.
I'm not this?
No. You're a spirit soul within the body. Eternal, youthful, and full of bliss.
I am?
Yep. Aren't you glad to hear about that? But to feel it, you gotta chant the holy names of God. Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you chant along with me, okay? Huh?
Well...
Come on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare... Can you follow that?
I'll try. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Raise your hands, Mrs. Rutabaker.
I, my arthritis!
I'll tell you what. You know Hava Nagila?
Oh, Hava Nagila.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare.
Hey.
Hare.
Oh, I like it,
Rama,
I like
Hare,
it.
Hare, oh. Rama, oh, Rama, Hare, Rama, Hare, Hare. You're doing wonderful, Mrs. Rutabaker. Come on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hey!
Did you see that? He's nuts, and he's made Mrs. Rutabaker nuts. Alice, he's driving a whole neighborhood nuts.
We've got to do something, Ralph.
I'll tell you what we got to do. We got to get that guy to a shrink. There's no doubt about it, Alice. Ed has got to see a psychiatrist.
Are you sure there's no other way?
It's either that, or we'll all be heading for the loony bin. I've made up my mind, Alice. First thing tomorrow morning, I am taking Ed to a doctor. Well, here we are, Norton. Now, I think her name is Dr. Richmond.
You sure you want to go through with this, Ralph? I mean, you look okay to me.
I told you, Norton. Sometimes when we have problems that are a little tough to deal with, we need someone to talk to.
Well, you can always talk to me, Ralph.
Sure, Norton, sure. That's why I brought you along, for support.
Hey, here she comes now.
Hello. You must be Mr. Norton. I'm Dr. Richmond. Please sit down.
No, Doctor. I'm Ralph Clandon, and this is Ed Norton.
How do you do?
I do pretty good. Put her there, Doc.
Doc, can I talk to you for a minute? Like I told you on the phone, Ed thinks we're here for my benefit. It's the only way I could get him down here. Now, in my opinion, he is going out of his mind. All the time, he's got his hand in a pouch, chanting this, Wama, 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 Wama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
look,
Krishna,
you see that?
Krishna, Krishna,
he's doing it now.
Hare Rama,
and that ain't all.
Rama, Rama.
At 4 o'clock this morning, he's got the whole neighborhood in an uproar, singing at the top of his lungs. He thinks a pot roast is his mother. And poor Mrs. Rutabaker, our next-door neighbor...
I think I understand the problem. Mr. Norton, please sit down.
Sure. Hey, Ralph, ain't you going to sit down, too?
Yeah, Norton, sure. Just want to stretch my legs a bit more.
Now, Mr. Norton, all problems stem from repression. Covering up some past experience, some terrible incident that happened.
Yeah, that's right, Doc.
So we have to go back to our childhood and try to relive that terrible trauma that we've been trying for so many years to bury deep within our subconscious mind, to those tender years when we were
going... Yeah, Doc, that makes a lot of sense. Like when I was a kid, about 8 years old, I remember a time...
Mr. Cramden, why don't you go downstairs and bring us all a cup of coffee, all right?
Coffee? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, Doc.
And make mine look, Ralph.
All right, Norton. Now, you keep the doctor company for a while. Tell her about your problems.
My problems?
Well, tell her about my problems. Whatever you like. I'll be back in a minute.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now, my dear, we're going to try to get at the root of this strange behavior.
You really think Ralph's acting kind of funny, huh?
What I'm going to do, Mr. Norton, is induce a hypnotic trance. We're going to return you to a time when you were an innocent little boy.
You really think hypnotizing me is going to help Ralph?
Unquestionably.
Well, you're the doctor.
Now, we're going to go into a deep sleep. Watch carefully and count backwards slowly from 100. 100.
100. 99, 98, 97, 96, 90, 95.
Mr.
90,
Norton.
94.
Aren't you 90, the least
93.
Bit sleepy?
Well, how do you expect me to sleep dangling that thing in front of my face, huh?
Mr. Norton, please try to cooperate.
Okay. You want me to sleep? Then sing me a lullaby.
A lullaby?
My mother. When I was a little kid and had trouble sleeping, my mother would always sing me a lullaby.
Mr. Norton, this is highly irregular.
Nah, she would do it regular. Almost every night. It's the only thing that would work.
Well, this is most unprofessional, but all right. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, my dear baby.
Mother.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, and don't you cry. My God. Now, Mr. Norton, let's go back. You are 10 years old, 9 years old, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5 years old. What happened? What are you remembering? What traumatic experience? Tell me.
Billy.
Yes.
My friend, Billy.
Go on.
Well, I had a lollipop, and he asked me for a lick. But when he started to eat, he ate the whole thing, and I stuck my hand in his mouth to get it back, and he... He bit me on the finger.
Mr. Norton, I'm afraid that's not dramatic enough.
Oh, my finger.
Now, let's go back further to when you were 3. 5.
Oh, 5.
4.
4.
3.
3. 2. 1.
Mr. Norton, wait! Mr. Norton! Mr. Norton, you've gone back too far. Mr. Norton! Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, my dear baby. Go to sleep, go to sleep, and don't you cry. Dear God. Mr. Norton?
Had you gone there, didn't I, Doc?
What?
Had you fooled? Admit it. Don't worry, Doc. Just enjoying a little practical joke, that's all. Say, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Just fine. Little love. Adventures like this happen to me every day.
You see, Doc, we're changing bodies all the time, birth after birth. Just like a person changes clothes. Sometimes we're a cow, sometimes a dog, sometimes a chicken, sometimes we're even a doctor. But actually, we ain't none of these things. We're pure spirit soul, Doc.
That's fine, Mr. Norton. But I'm the doctor, and you're the patient, and I'm trying to help you. Now tell me, please, what is your problem?
That's what I've been trying to tell you, Doc. I ain't got no problems. How about you? You look kind of disheveled yourself, huh?
Me?
Yeah, you. Tell me, are you happy?
Well, I, of course, No, I'm not happy. I'm miserable. Nobody understands me. My husband doesn't understand me. My children don't understand me. My patients don't understand me. Even my psychiatrist doesn't understand me.
You see a psychiatrist, huh?
Yes. But only professionally.
How often, huh? Once a week?
Yes.
Twice a week?
Yes.
3 times a week, huh?
Mr. Norton, don't you understand? You need help. Help! Help! I want you to realize the full potential of your mind and body.
But, Doc, I'm not this mind. And I'm not this body. There, Doc. It's all right. you're not that mind and body either.
No?
Nah. You're a spirit soul within the body. Eternal. Full of knowledge and bliss.
I'm eternal?
Yeah.
I'm full of knowledge and bliss?
Yeah, sure. You don't have to see anybody to be happy.
I don't?
Nah. You can be happy right within your own heart.
How?
By connecting with the reservoir of all pleasures, the Supreme Lord, through the chanting of his holy names.
How strange. I feel relieved, uplifted. Oh, Mr. Norton, may I call you Ed?
Why not?
Thank you, Ed.
I didn't do nothing, Doc.
Can I ask you one small favor, Ed? Whatever you do, don't ever, ever tell anyone that I broke down and cried. You promise?
Cross my heart. Hope to die. Why, a team of wild horses couldn't drag it out of me.
But what?
But you gotta chant the holy name.
I don't know how.
Well, I'll teach you. Just repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare, you're doing great, Hare. Doc. Come on. Hey, Hare Ralphie. Krishna. Hey, how you doing?
Hare,
hey, come
Krishna.
On. We're just having a little
Krishna,
fun.
Krishna.
You're just having a little fun, eh?
Yeah. And you know what, Ralph? You don't need any pills, any psychiatrists. You don't need nothing. All you gotta do is chant the holy names of God. Come on, Ralph. Everybody's doing it. How about it?
Just chant the holy names. You know what I think? You're off your rocker, and she's nuttier than you are.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Get out of here!
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
I don't know, Norton. I don't know who's crazy anymore. You're chanting. Mrs. Rutabaker's chanting. You got the doctor chanting. Maybe I'm the one that's nuts.
Well, the proof for the pudding is in the tasting.
Oh, no. You're not going to get me to chant that wama, 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 wama.
Don't worry, Ralph. I got something else for you. Somebody gave me one of these over at the Krishna temple yesterday.
One of what?
Simply...
Simply what?
A simply wonderful, Ralph. A milk sweet. The taste is out of this world. One simply coming right up.
Will you cut that out?
Here you are, Ralph.
How sweet it is.
You like it, Ralphie boy?
Hey, this is great, Norton. are simply wonderful, huh?
Yeah, made with pure cow's milk, a little butter, and sprinkled with love and devotion.
Say, Norton,
Have another one, Ralph.
Say, Norton, how does that chant you were singing go again?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Come on, Ralph, come on.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And away we go!